Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
All right, we need a little help. Please call in 860-522-9842. Hands off our kids rally. When is that happening? Where? Details, please. Let's talk to Danny in Wolcott. Hi, Danny.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, this is good. I don't know how you knew, but that's what I want to talk about. There's a rally tomorrow up in Hartford at the Capitol from 1 to 3.
1 to 3.
I forgot the name of the organization for the family, is going to be there and talk about. In 21, they already passed a law. Kids could access the insurance of the parents without their knowledge and get sex changes. And now they want to put it in, enshrine it into the Constitution. There'll be a referendum if it goes through the regular channels up in Hartford. And that's a disgrace because kids should be protected until they're 18 from anything like this. That they're not old enough to make up their mind. If they're not old enough to get a tattoo, they're not old enough to carry a gun. Why should they be old enough to decide they want a sex change?
Excuse me, Danny. Is there a website? Yes. How do people get information on this? How do they become part of an organization?
We'll be calling in. I don't know right now. I'll be calling in, and others will be calling in regularly. But right now, the Family Institute is holding the rally tomorrow from 1 to 3. And, Todd, what I love about you is, you call these people, these politicians, the plunderers, and they're hiding within the abortion bill. They're concealing this way down below. So if anybody votes for this abortion bill coming up,
I get the scam. I know how the evil ones work, Danny.
It's sad. I mean, I want to cry. These are kids.
Yeah.
I've got to
hold you there, but learn more. If you have any other details, call back or have somebody else call back during the hour, okay? Thank you, Danny. 860-522-9842. Mark Christopher, BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. It's the weather has been on and off for like months. What's going on with this?
It's Todd Feinberg. It's Todd Feinberg. Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 on WTIC. News Talk 1080.
All right, Danny's called back, so hopefully he's got more details for us. Danny, thank you.
Yes, hi, Todd. Yes, I do. So the name of the rally is Hands Off Our Kids.
Hands off our kids. Tomorrow at the state capitol.
Yeah, from 1 to 3. And if you want more information, you can go to info, I-N-F-O, at ctfamily.org. And this is sponsored by the Family Institute of Connecticut, and there's also by Moms for Liberty.
Okay, so you're saying that that's an email address, info@ctfamily.org, and you can send an email to that address and ask for details.
Yeah, I believe you can punch that in and Google it, and it'll come up.
Okay.
But enshrined within this bill is taking away the rights. I mean, they've already got the law, but now if it gets into our Constitution and people find out about it, it'll be too late to really do anything.
Well, it'll take a couple of years to get through the process that you described,
There's a vote coming up pretty quick to at least get it through the legislature so that they can get it on a referendum. So we're trying to stop it there.
Yep. Well, that sounds good. It's good to have them doing things that are so crazy that you have to act, because we need people mobilized, Danny.
Well, you know, with all the control that's going on, the more destruction they can cause, the quicker they can get what they want. The issue is when you start destroying the next generation, especially the children.
Well, this is you're right. They want to destroy that, but they're destroying everything. So just got to be stopped.
That's true. My concern is the children. They need someone to protect them. They don't have the ability to make these choices. And it's crazy that they can tell these kids can just, you know, follow the fad and then they're going to do it to them.
You're saying about the fad is really what's important. There's a lot of stuff going on that's out of control. Thank you, Danny, for calling back. Appreciate that. So rally at the state capitol tomorrow, 1 to 3 p.m. All right? If you want to fight back against a referendum movement that the Democrats are pushing, which, among other things, would add power to the ability of the schools to get kids into the transgender thing without their parents being notified. This shows you how dangerous they are and also how scared they are at the same time, that they feel so compelled to interfere with the rights of parents, the need for parents to be acutely involved in the development of their young children. And they want the state, they want schools, they want the unions. They love the unions so much, they want the unions to have the power to separate you from your responsibility to raise your kids and deny you the rights that come with that responsibility, or vice versa. All right, thank you for that, Danny. So check out ctfamily.org. You can send an email to info@ctfamily.org. if you need details on that rally tomorrow, but it's from 1 to 3 at the state capitol, so you can just head over there. It is supposed to be more inclement weather tomorrow, so hopefully there's a break in the clouds and things look better for that rally. But, hey, if you have to put on a raincoat and stand outside, do that. 860-522-9842. Hands Off Our Kids is a good name for an organization. We're going to start rants in just a moment, but let's say a quick hello to Fred in Middletown. Hi, Fred.
Hey. So you remember you played Franklin Delano Roosevelt the other day and, like, these four things, and it started off with freedom of speech, and I forget what the second one, and then it was for the whole world. And it's like, what's he talking about?
Yes, yes.
And that's the UN agenda. Now, we are a United Nations nation, and that's quite specific, you know. That's like a credit card contract, and then, like, after 3 years, the interest rate doubles. The law, you know, the UN Charter is like the law of our land, where it contradicts state, local, or federal law, the treaty.
This transgender stuff in there, too?
The rights of children. They don't belong to you. They have freedom of assembly, and they... When Hillary said it takes a village to raise a child, she meant the state. That, I believe, is covered. All that's covered under the UN. And so this has been, like, you know, since 1948, and it's been just creeping up. And it's like, so, like...
Well, they planted seeds, you know?
Yes, yes, exactly. And now they've grown, and they're this big.
Hang on a sec. Let me see if I have the thing you were talking about. The this is FDR.
It's freedom of speech and expression everywhere in the world.
Everywhere in the world.
Right.
It's freedom of every person to worship God in his own way.
As long...
Everywhere in the world.
As long as you don't believe in God. He didn't add that in.
Third...
That came later.
Freedom from want.
Freedom from want. This is where it really gets evil. Freedom from want. What is life without want? He wants to kill everybody.
Yeah. But so there is. There it is. He was, and it was just like, huh? You know, like we didn't hear what he said. You know? Yeah.
Freedom from want.
Right. Well, that's the UN. That is their number one thing, is freedom from want.
They're the creators of want. They make disasters everywhere they go, the UN.
Yeah. Oh, it's just the biggest criminal organization that ever existed.
Well, that's because it's super governmental. All right, thank you, Fred.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good to hear from you. All right, let's check out the rants for today, please.
Hi, Todd. Well, one of my most favorite memories of OJ is that I was at work, and one of the guys at work said that his high-speed car chase was about to go by where we worked. So we all got out of work, and we all stood by the 405 freeway, and right by us went OJ and the police. Real fast, all right. I could have ran faster than the whole deal. Later.
Oh, yeah, it was a low-speed chase. That's what they called it at the time, right? There was just a chopper, like, dilly-dallying behind them to follow wherever they went, the O.J. chase in the white Bronco. I'd love to know if that was good for the Ford Bronco or bad for it in the end.
Todd, Tom from Watertown. Hey, I thought your talk about O.J. with Reese on the radio was pretty interesting. But what I really liked is when you compared O.J.'s career to Donald Trump's career, and that was a pretty interesting the way you put Don's resume on there. You're, you know your stuff, and you're fun to listen to. Keep up the good work.
I wish I could remember what I said about that. I can't remember at all.
Connecticut State Attorney General Mao Zedong has decided he's going to run interference and cover for the Biden administration's inflation area effects, grocery prices in the state, and also the crushing effect of the new liberal sky-high minimum wage levels that have been set and their influence on raising grocery store prices to new heights. He promises another investigation. Well, I got good news for all of you guys in retail. Even though Connecticut State Attorney General Fong runs around from tree to tree in the woods, peeking behind each, looking for the white nationalist supremacists in Connecticut that are hiding behind every tree, he seems to have a problem completing any investigations. 2 years ago, he promised a investigation and prosecution of one Jamie Boland, a school administrator in charge of hiring, who plainly and publicly stated on videotape that he discriminates against Catholics in hiring, against Christians in hiring, people that are over 30 practicing ageism in hiring. That report has never been returned. I don't think a phone call has ever been made on that.
That was 2 years ago already, huh? That scandal down in... Where was that? Fairfield? That was something. 860-522-9842. Rant line number 860-751-4698. We're doing the rants right now. We are taking your calls right now because we do take calls during rants as well. Mike in Plainville is calling. You're on the air, Mike.
I wouldn't blame a parent or parents for not wanting to send their kids to go to school, especially inner city middle school, grammar school, or high school. I think some of these kids would be better served if they were taught at home.
Well, people who can do it, I think their kids get great educations, but you know, most people are busier than that, and there should be options for schools. And someday there will be. Eventually, we will overcome the oppression of the union-controlled academic model. And someday people will care enough about children to tell the truth about what's going on and change it.
A lot more is made. They make a big deal about how great our education is in the state. It's not. You got superintendents that are overpaid. You have a superintendent in Hartford, a minority that was hired just for that, probably for that reason, and they don't contribute much to the kids. What do they do for the kids? What's the superintendent actually do directly for the
students? You can't say in the abstract from outside. The superintendent is there to be a person who drives the system. And one of the great failings of big institutions, especially governmental ones, is that nobody runs anything. It just is this big pool of appropriated money that flows to special interest groups in return for political power. And so the idea of having a well-paid professional person running schools as a superintendent who understands what they should be doing and how they should change it, that's a good idea. But the trouble is the whole system is so polluted with bad ideas and corrupted by union control that you've got to break it and start a system where the money flows to the schools that parents want, and those schools can be started by anyone. And then you, in a matter of a few years, you'd have a really vibrant, successful system, unlike any we've seen in a couple hundred.
In a lot of cases, these people are hired as political appointees or friends. You know what? And these people kind of have a indifferent, casual attitude towards what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, I think you're right. They come out of a sick system and they perpetuate the disease.
That's it. They perpetuate it. Great. That's the word I'm gonna remember.
It's the P word.
Perpetuate.
Perpetuate. Write a song about it, Mike, and report back next week.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. It's good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. We have to start being honest. No matter what political party you're registered with, it doesn't matter. This transcends politics. At least in the binary way that it's practiced, the left-right divide. There are some things we have to stand up and be willing to take personal risk to acquire. And one of the things we need to acquire is what's best for our kids, and that has to do with education. And by the way, the amount of money sucked up into education is mind-boggling. They keep running around talking about how the teachers don't get paid enough, because that part is true. It's because all the money gets stolen for other things before it gets to the teachers, and because they won't pay the best teachers more than the worst teachers. Traffic time, Mark Christopher, BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Mark, it's going to rain all weekend. I just double-checked because you were poo-pooing the rain. It's another horrible pattern.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're stuck in.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
WTIC. Just looking at Donovan Clingan, and I'm excited for him that he's going pro and he's entering the draft, and he could be a top, he could be the number one pick. But I'm just thinking he has to add like 60 pounds of muscle or something and weight, just pure weight. But he'll do it. He'll do all of that. Pete in East Hartford. Hi, Pete.
Hey, mentioning of the Odyssey app. I mean, it's good, but it kind of sucks because it's hard to use. It's hard to use. It doesn't let you get the right dates, and it's just there's a lot of work. But I mean, I love it because it's so great. Because now, if we miss your show, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm listening to it, listening to old ones, current ones,
that's
whatever.
Awesome.
But the Odyssey, like I say, they're not doing their job.
Well, they've got to work some kinks out still, but it gets better, and when you get a better phone, it works better too.
Hey, you know what's great? How do you know I have a crappy phone?
I just know what happened to me when I upgraded my phone. It made a big difference in the app. So a lot of the stuff I thought was a problem with the Odyssey app was a problem with the Todd phone.
Yeah, I just hate to change. I'm such an old fart when it comes to changing phones. I'm so comfortable with it, you know?
I'm too cheap.
Well, I'm too cheap, too. Italian-Polish, you know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. I even have a cracked screen, shattered, and I have tape over it.
I love those. I did that for years.
Hey, you know what? You know what cracks me up with the Odyssey, too? Their ads. You know what their most famous ad is?
No.
Bales Bonds. Okay? You know, I can't believe it because it's like, the last people that are listening to your show, your audience, they are not in need of a bails bondsman.
Well, you never know.
Hey, one last thing.
Yes.
Your producer there, he's just, you know, he's a kid when this OJ thing is all going down. He's just hearing what everybody in the crowd and the family and friends all said back then. So that's what he remembers as a child. But now he's a grown-up with a real brain to expand and research and learn and experience. And come on, the guy, I mean, he was found not guilty. Okay, so court of law, he was found not guilty. Okay, whatever. So we roll with it. But, you know, the guy was guilty of sin. And one last subject. I predicted that something major is going to happen to keep Biden in the White House. Because what's this thing with Iran, okay, if something disastrous happens, history says if something happens, people are afraid to vote the current administration.
Oh, that's right. That's why they're pushing for war. Sure. All right, we got to run. I'm sorry. Rant line number 860-751-4698. We're going to play more rants coming up on WTIC and take phone calls. And Mark Christopher is going to talk to us from the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Mark takes up a lot less space in that place these days.
Yeah.
Lost so much weight.
Well, the pizza and the ice cream and all the fun stuff.
You had to throw all that out?
Yeah, had to put it in the garbage can.
Evicted.
Leave it behind. Yes, exactly.
Listen to the Todd Feinberg Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Todd Feinberg today.
Hey there, WTIC. We're going to play some more rants and Next hour, we've got to order up our food hour, Friday food hour. We got Jeff. Jeff is next on WTIC. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Todd Feinberg. It's me, Ned Lamont.
It's the governor. Your buddy Jeff's house again, huh?
He's the intern.
Oh, he's an intern. It's good to have those interns around, you know?
He's screwed up. He doesn't know anything. But, you know, I want, because you're going to have your food hour coming up. I think we ought to have a tax on some coffee, because coffee is everybody. And tea, think of all the money we'll raise for the state.
Mm.
We can pick up more litter on the side of the road, more Dunkin' Donut cups.
Good idea.
And I personally like Fruit Loops. I have Fruit Loops all the time.
So you're suggesting Fruit Loops as an order up topic this afternoon? I kind of like that idea.
Or coffee. But it's got to have tax on it, because it's too cheap.
Taxed coffee. Well, that would come. That would go without saying, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I gotta go. I'm not supposed to be on the line with you.
Yeah, I know. You didn't even ask Jeff if you could use his phone.
I call you, but if Annie finds out I'm on the phone with you, she like kicks my butt sometimes.
All right, Governor. Nice to talk with you.
All right. Bye.
Have a good weekend. That's Governor Lamont slipping onto Jeff the intern's phone and making an unapproved call.
Hello, Todd. John here. O.J. Simpson has passed away. Let the man rest in peace. It's not our job to condemn him. He has been exonerated by the court system. God will do what God needs to do. I'm tired of O.J. Simpson. It's over. It's done with. And thank you very much. We don't need to keep stirring up.
Oh, come on.
O.J. Simpson.
He died.
Thanks a lot.
He died. That's what stirred him up. He stirred himself up and got himself back in the news. Maybe one last time, hopefully, for all of us, John.
Todd, this is Adam from East Hartford. Of course O.J. did it. He was guilty of sin. He had a lot of anger in him. Remember all that rage he had? And then he had the training for that movie on how to be a Navy SEAL and sneak up behind people, I hate to say it, but with a knife, a weapon. Of course O.J. did it. He was guilty. Have a good day.
Well, he was technically not guilty. But, you know, just because somebody is not guilty, I don't believe they're innocent. The court isn't even trying to find out if they did the deed. They're just trying to find out if there is a criminal act against which they have committed a violation. And it can be that you are innocent of the charges, but guilty of the crime. It's a complicated business.
Hey, Todd, Jerry from Naugatuck. With this election coming up, the only question the voter should ask him or herself is, are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
That's a good question, but they only want us asking that if the answer is going to be the one they want, you know? Listen to how Jerry introduces himself. He sounds so, like there's so much gravitas there.
Hey, Todd, Jerry from Naugatuck. With this election coming up, the only question...
Doesn't he sound authoritative? Really?
Of course, 90% of the people probably say no. And you probably have 12 million that'll say yes. And those are the illegal aliens. Goodbye.
Now, I don't understand that. The illegal aliens would say, yes, they're better off because they're in America now? Is that what you mean? Probably.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, basketball fans, it's me, Ned Lamont. I'm a little late calling about this basketball thing, but I've been thinking a lot. It's like, how are we going to get some money out of this for the state? And maybe we should have an extra special tax, a sports tax on merchandise. Yeah, that would be a great idea. So, because there's so many people that love
the Huskies, now that they're doing really good, we could just tax their shirts and their hats and everything. And there's only people that can afford it to go to those games and everything like that. Because sometimes the tickets are kind of, you know, maybe, yeah, all this sports team stuff. This guy's make a lot of money, so why shouldn't the state make any money? All right, I got to go now. And just something to think about, because I'm always thinking about how to make the buck for the state. Okay, bye.
Well, the governor strikes again. He double-dipped today. A live call and a rant call. Ray, West Hartford. Hi, Ray.
Hi. How you doing?
What's happening?
It's come to me. I've listened to your show, obviously, for years and years and years and years. For the last few days, particularly with O.J. having passed, everybody says he's not guilty, and yet a civil court found him guilty and awarded the families $33 million.
Why yes, that's
that
different.
And nobody's pointed that out.
Well, because that's not a criminal charge. That's a that's a personal liability thing.
I understand, but there's a lot of times when, like, for example, the police officer is found not guilty of depriving an individual of his rights after he shot him, and the family brings a civil suit against him. You hear that all the time.
Well, if you're complaining about the media coverage, is that what you're complaining about? You want them
well,
to say he was found guilty in civil court?
The media coverage will pick up on it. But it's the idea that he was guilty. He was found guilty by a jury, a panel, or somebody or other who found him guilty of having taken the life of Nicole and
I think the language they use is they found him responsible. But the you know, you're right if your point is that they don't differentiate clearly enough in the cases when they do mention it, and they should mention it for OJ. But everyone knows OJ. Everyone knows but my producer that OJ committed that crime.
Well, Reese made the comment the other day, which was quite correct. He said, at least we know now that the murderer of those two people is dead.
Yes, that's true. How about that?
Have a nice afternoon.
The killer has been caught. Thank you for that, Ray. Nice to hear from you. 860-522-9842.
Hey, Todd. It's the proud American patriot. Today's rant is about Mouse Claudia. Now, he claims to have made $50 million fundraising, which actually Republicans should not even be celebrating if that's the truth, because 40 to 40, maybe all of it, $50 million is going to go to all his legal fees, and he'll have nothing to advertise for in swing states, which is a beautiful thing. But back to the rant, the reason I'm calling is he says they have $50 million over the weekend in fundraising. I don't believe a word of that. You'd be lucky if it was $5 million. I don't believe a word that man says. I don't believe a word they say on Fox News, Fox News at night, this radio station, any Republican. If anything Republican Party says now, you're either really stupid or extremely gullible. I mean, my college professor once told me, there are no stupid questions, just stupid people. And you know what? That's clearly applied here.
Anybody who believes anything the two major political parties say is misunderstanding what political parties do. Political parties are not there to be truth tellers. They're there to win elections. So they say what's necessary to win elections. 860-522-9842.
Well, Joe is at it again. He is spending another $7.4 billion with a B to pay off student loans. The total amount that Joe has spent on paying student loans off comes to $153 billion for student loans. Not for the border, not for crime, not for the fight against fentanyl, and certainly not to help the homeless veterans. How come Tunnels to Tower can take a vacant hotel and turn it into a home for homeless veterans, but Joe just keeps spending the money on illegals and everything else. Nothing that will help us out. Remember, this is all taxpayer money that Joe is using. So you may think that the illegals are not in your backyard, but it doesn't matter. You're paying for them in New York City. You're paying for them in Chicago. You're paying for them in L.A., in Texas, all over.
Yep, that is for certain.
Hey, this is Tony, the true American. How you doing, man? Hey, so on Tom's radio today, they were saying that Latinos like myself, but I'm not a Latino anymore because I'm a citizen here in this country. He was saying that Latinos are voting conservative and we are Republican now, and it's true. I am a Republican, and Latinos are Republicans, and that's why I can tell you I voted for Joe Biden and AOC and Pelosi. I'm a Republican, I'm a true American, and I'm going to vote from now on for Joe Biden next year and Kamala Harris también also next year. Okay, thank you. Viva USA.
Oh, that was delightful. That was delightful, wasn't it? So we started off today with this voice, and it's a good place to finish our first 2 hours and get ourselves ready for Order Up, which is our food hour, starting in just a few momentos.
So the trick is to figure out what you love to do and make that your profession. But we're trained to do things we don't like. It starts with school. You know, you're trained to sit behind a desk for 8 hours a day while the sun is up in dim light with walls that look like jail and hospital walls. And you're supposed to get used to that and then pay to do it again when you get out of school to get back in college, then pay it off by sitting behind a desk and doing exactly what they trained you to do. And no one that's teaching you business is a millionaire. No one that's teaching you about music has a hit record.
I love that thought. I used to think about that when I was a kid. How come these people never did anything with the thing that they teach? But it is a different skill set. A great teacher doesn't have to be the person who can actually do the task professionally the best. But they could be the best one to convey the understanding of how it works. But still, it's an interesting point. And the thing about schools, I appreciate that bit, and I thank Roland for sending it along, because it got us into the education thing in a different way. Education fails the American people every day, and we should be forever angry over the idea that we have allowed a system as corrupt and destructive as our public school system to remain in place for so long. It's got to change. It's got to change fast. And the Democrats who have built their electoral powers over rigging education, they should pay a great political price for that ASAP as well. 860-522-9842. The big reveal is coming up. We'll talk about what we're going to talk about today on Order Up. Good food questions. Got any? Feel free to recommend. We've got one from a listener we will be throwing out to you today. Traffic Time, Mark Christopher, BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Yes, sirree, Mark. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ah.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.